This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. And Joe, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains here on Tuesday?
So far, you see a little bit of a breather on these corn and soybean futures that have been sharply higher now over the past handful of sessions. Of course, particularly sparked by Friday's crop report, we rewind to that. And it's a market changer. It's a new environment than what we were looking at a week ago coming in. We look at the yields being down like they were, down 3.8 bushels per acre for the corn, down a full bushel per acre, way larger than anticipated, and actually a record reduction for the November to January update. Well, that leaves a lot less bushels to go around here in terms of ending stocks. They're not as comfortable as they once were. And so the market's adjusting to that, or it did adjust to that. And now we're up to thinking about what's ahead and knowing that it is January, and we are just ahead now of February and those beans coming online in Brazil and the South American crop as it gets attention for now some better conditions, including in Argentina, where they're catching some rainfall here as of late. So moving parts, it's not all straight up, and we can see that in this small correction so far ensuing for the corn and soybean futures. It's actually kind of an unwinding too, because with the weakness relatively on corn and soybeans, you see some slight strength for wheat, which had otherwise been on the losing end of those spreads. So a mixed market to start out.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 1.5 at 475 even. March soybeans down 2.25 at 10.50 3/4. March soybean meal down 2.40 at 305.40. March soybean oil down 3 cents at 45.96. On the Merck, February live cattle down 2 cents at 197.37. January feeder cattle up $1.32 at 273.17. February lean hogs up 12 cents at 83.30. February pork cutout up 65 cents at 89.50. Class 3 milk is up a penny at $20.36. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.